India is indeed as imaginative a world as it could possibly be, and so is the art of calligraphy, or at least the Islamic kind. And these put together, that is, Indian calligraphy with a tad bit of Islam, well, gives you something like this. A report filed by our Asra Hossein.
Architectural wonders like Chota Imambara are mere endorsement of the predominance of such a beautiful art form. The end of the Royal Nawabi era may have proved detrimental to the survival of calligraphy that once flourished in the Lucknowi courts of India. The art form that earlier provided lucrative employment opportunities to calligraphers suffered a major setback in the process that transformed a traditional society to an industrial one. It was a silver lining for calligraphers to come up with inscriptions that were engraved on mosques, Husseinias and monuments of the city. Lucknow's Hashim Akhtar Naqvi is one of the few artists that continues to practice calligraphy in its non-conventional form. Naqvi is working hard to keep a dwindling art form alive. The man in his late 50s is an architect by profession and a calligrapher by choice. The master calligrapher shot to fame after his groundbreaking attempt to inscribe the first verse of the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in more than 6,000 calligraphic designs. Hashim took the challenge upon himself on the behest of late Muslim cleric Hujjatul Islam Kalbe Abid. Only a small kid, Hashim copied the calligraphic designs of his father, late Sayyid Razi Hadaf Ijtihadi. Little did he know that the gawky designs would later take the shape of stunning masterpieces. The calligrapher's inclination towards the art metamorphosed in the 1980s and became an obsession of sorts. With initially representing 786 designs, the man, giving vent to his creative urge, increased his works to 6,000 by the end of the 20th century. Later, it was the holy names of the 14 infallible households of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the 12 Shia Imams that came to adorn his calligraphic marvels. Laurels and international acclaims kept pouring, and the calligrapher eventually got his feet endeavored in the Limca Book of Records. The gifted artist, who failed to conduct exhibitions due to paucity of funds, later managed to display his creations with the help of the prize money he won. Hashim has organized several calligraphy exhibitions in Lucknow, New Delhi, Mumbai and many other Indian cities. Despite accolades and awards, and even after managing to attract art connoisseurs, the artist seems forlorn with the behavior meted out to him by the authorities of the Guinness Book of Records. Hashim complains that the reason could be his being a devout Muslim and the fact that he chose the Quranic verse as his subject. Bitter experiences apart, Naqvi is upbeat on being the only man credited for incorporating local and foreign languages in framing the holy phrase. He created over 3,000 designs of Bismillah in different languages while keeping intact the original shapes of the languages.
This is in Bengali, this is in Telugu, and this design is in Tamil, and the, such as this one is from Punjabi.
Hashim has been using in his inscriptions, like as he told us that this is Hindi language, and this is Chinese, apart from various other regional languages. And then there we can see letters of the English language.
At least 52 out of 113 of his designs have a place in the Varahi Quran, for which entries are invited from all over India. Interestingly, the edition also has inscriptions of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam, and his son Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam. Amongst the most famous artworks could be a tree that holds a prominent place. The tree has 170 leaves with a different style of Bismillah etched on each and every one.
The lifelong devotion that began with dallying with designs in adolescent years has come a long way to help Hashim win the hearts and minds of his spectators. Now, with a plan to create 10,000 variations of the Quranic verse, the artist does not plan to cool his heels yet. The artist poured his talent again on a sheet of paper as he created yet another marvel for us, with Bismillah written in a different design on all the letters of Press TV.
Ashraf N in Lucknow, India for Press TV.